Did you see the thing that I posted on Facebook about the cross stitch that I found? That I was like, these are my people. It was like, if it doesn't kill you, it says, if it doesn't kill you, it'll give you bad coping mechanisms and a dark sense of humor. And that is me. But, and that's why we wanted to read this book. I wanted to read this book. Because she talks about, like, living wholeheartedly, living well without, like, pushing yourself and just being, like, a really good, genuine human being based on this research that she does about shame, etc. Welcome to our new Corona podcast.
Hi, I'm Willie.
I'm Jess. We're married.
To each other.
Actually, to each other. It's true.
Yeah. So, yeah, we're calling this our Corona cast because we're trying to process life as we go through our 2 weeks of quarantine mandated by the government. They just shut down daycares. So we got all three of our boys home with us and don't know what we're going to be doing for work for the next few weeks. So, our next 2 weeks. So we're gonna invite you into that and hopefully we stay sane and you get to watch.
For the record, we don't actually have coronavirus or COVID-19. Is that how you say it? Because I've only ever seen it written down. Nobody actually in their speech, like talking to each other, calls it that.
Yeah. Well, so I've heard a few different things because I heard today someone called it the grown-up virus.
Grown-up virus. That was because you were at the park with
the kids. To the park and we're trying to like, he's trying to stay at least 6 feet away from everyone. But a kid called it the grown-up virus. I thought that was pretty good. Because I also heard that, now this is not verified, this is just on the internet, that some people are calling it boomer remover.
Which is terrible.
Yeah, but I laughed when I heard it. That's a bad thing.
That's a very
bad
thing.
I just want to point out, if you're not aware of that, that's a very bad thing. We live in a very callous society. I don't know why people say stuff like that. Anyways.
Back to us. We are married to each other, and it's been 8 years now, I think. And I have always wanted to do a podcast, and Willie jokingly finally agreed and said, well, if we're in quarantine together, then we'll do it. And I said, really? And then when it became closer and closer that the world was shutting down for 2 weeks, well, I called him on it. So here we are. So why don't we introduce ourselves and what we're doing here? My name is Jess, and we already said I'm your wife, which I am. I'm the mother of your three boys, our three boys. They're aged 5, 3, 10 months.
Yep.
I'm also a human being other than a mother.
How would you describe yourself, Jess?
How would you describe me?
Well, I don't know. We're on a podcast because she's wearing a yellow shirt right now. Mustard, I believe. Which is like very 2019 at least. I think 2020. Because mustard just seems to be coming back as a shirt color. Yeah. I think, what can I say about Jess? I mean, obviously I'm in love with her because we're married. That's not required. It's required to get married, but
it's not always people are not
always.
We are
still in love.
Yes, we are still in love.
And this is why we do things like this. I think what do you think about Jess? I find that Jess is very confident, very perceptive, and someone that likes starting new things and is always on the side of growth. So always wants me to grow. She's always trying to grow. So that's pretty cool. And also, kind of confident in the sense that she's just someone that always isn't afraid to be seen and known by other people. And I say that in comparison to me because I try to close off a bit. So it's maybe why it's a bit of a jump for me to do a podcast.
Yeah. And, Willie grew up on a farm. And so I think that just sort of naturally makes him like practical and a hard worker, but he's also like super intellectual. He's an infovore, the kind of person who just like wants to know all the things at all the times. And we did the Berkman sort of assessment for work, and I think it said that your ideal job was that you would be a poet mechanic, right? Or something like that, where it was like, work with your hands, but think in your head, and there was a couple other...
But I have a copy of... we're in like our office right now, because it's quiet, and hopefully we don't wake up the kids. And I do have a copy of Zen and the Art of Motorcycle Maintenance, But I haven't actually read it, even though that's my ideal career, apparently.
Yeah, but there was another one that you had read.
Yes.
That was similar to it, wasn't it?
Yeah. Shop Class as Soulcraft.
Yeah.
Which is kind of Shop Class as Soulcraft by Matthew Crawford. Yeah. Which is actually good for me at a certain point in my life.
So he's kind of, he's hard working with your hands, but also kind of like a romantic intellectual. That's my man.
Okay.
So why are we doing a podcast?
Yeah, after that introduction.
Well, I already...
So, I mean, one reason we're doing a podcast, so literally we're locked in our house for a couple weeks, and I've seen, again, extremely on the internet, several people have been like, oh, there's going to be a huge baby boom from all these people on quarantine, and I don't think that anybody who has kids is going to have more kids as a result of... what we are looking forward to. Just on the way out of daycare on Friday, there was just this look on the face of everybody leaving that just was, you know, that scene in Gladiators when they go to battle and they say, we who are about to die salute you. And as everyone gathered up their kids and got ready to just lock down for 2 weeks in their house, there was just a feeling of dread, I think, going into that. Like, everybody loves their kids. Just being locked in the house is a long process.
I mean, we're allowed.
So
to
all I'm saying is, don't believe the hype about Corona babies.
Yeah, we're not making babies.
No, I don't think anybody's making babies, but we are going to make a podcast. So
it's our baby, Corona.
Yeah, it'll be our Corona baby, and so that's why we're calling it the Corona Cast. Or no, we have a different name for it. But that'll come later. Anyways, I don't know. What do you want? Why are we doing this? I mean, I'm doing it kind of because you asked me to. Too.
Yes, but also, well, we talked about. We've been reading this book together, or sort not together. We've been reading it concurrently. Is that the right word?
At the same time, yeah.
At the same time.
The same book at the same time. Same physical time. Book at the same... No, at kind of at different times, I guess, technically.
Yeah, semantics.
Yeah.
But it has been interesting and good for our growth, but I feel like sometimes we need, like, real things to do to help us to talk. I don't know if other people have marriages like that, where it's like, we'd rather just sit on our computers... ignoring each other side by side, or watching like some people fighting each other on a movie or something, or tiny house, whatever. But this kind of thing helps us to actually like really talk about things. So this book I picked, because she talks about, we're going to go through, I didn't explain this yet. We're going to talk through The Gifts of Imperfection by Brené Brown. And she talks a lot about wholehearted living. And she's a social worker and she does all this research. So she comes up with this term called wholehearted living. And as the kind of person that I am, if you're familiar with the Enneagram, I am an 8. A very strong 8.
Which, out of 10.
Out of 10. What are you saying? Wow.
You just
backed yourself into a corner.
I don't know where that's going.
He's a
fuck. If you don't know the Enneagram, it's a way of rating human beings.
That's not true. It means that I'm intense, passionate about justice, but also I found... Did you see the thing that I posted on Facebook about the cross stitch that I found? That I was like, these are my people. It was like, if it doesn't kill you... It says, if it doesn't kill you, it'll give you bad coping mechanisms and a dark sense of humor, and that is me. And that's why we wanted to read this book. I wanted to read this book because she talks about like living wholeheartedly, living well without like pushing yourself, and just being like a really good, genuine human being based on this research that she does about shame, etc. So,
yeah, I think just one of her comments is about how when things get tough, we try to dig deep. And I think even the past couple days, as, you know, we start, you know, locking things down and, yeah, there's a lot of uncertainty around. I think I have kind of habits and ways of dealing with things that are going to be annoying to my family and maybe not healthy for me. And so I want to make sure we're doing this the right way and learn and grow from this experience.
Yeah. And so I'm looking forward to it because... Already looking at the first chapter, it's like questions I wanted to talk about it with him and be like, what did you think about this? But then we just, I don't know, life gets in the way. So we have too much life right now. And we're So we decided to call this podcast Two Slant Trees because it's named after one of my favorite poems about love. And it's this kind of idea of like us being like working together on our lives and growing from it, and we're married. So let me read the poem to you. It's called Two Slant Trees by Fred Cogswell. Lean on me, he said, loving her weakness. And she leaned hard, adoring his strength. Like two slant trees, they grew together, their roots the wrong way for standing alone. So, we say that all the time, because I read this poem to him when we were engaged, I think, or married. Our roots are no longer the right way for standing.
Yeah, we're not good at doing this on our own anymore, so we have to do it together. So.
Life, that is.
Yeah.
The other reason we called it that was because I suggested it, and he said, that's much better than apocalyptic love, which was my other suggestion.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. Or CoronaCast.
CoronaCast. I mean, that's what everybody else
CoronaPod?
Is doing.
CoronaPod? Yeah, no. Two slant trees.
That's what we're going to go with. If this survives past the 14 days, then...
Yeah.
It could
be. If we survive. Yeah. Yeah, so that's it for our intro. I realize we... I was thinking we'd get into some plague literature. I did my undergrad in English literature and philosophy. There's a lot of great plague literature, whether it's, The Plague by Albert Camus, or I was telling Jess about The Decameron by Boccaccio. I don't know, there's something about being... actually, King Lear, William Shakespeare, during the plague. I have never read it,
actually. It's my favorite. It's so good. Okay. It's the only one I've ever liked.
Yeah, so we'll see. We'll see what creativity comes out of being on lockdown. And
the heck is the Decameron?
Decameron. So, okay, so here's the premise. We could read that too at the same time. So, what they do, the guy writes a story and he says they're in Italy, and the kind of the plot is that like 10 people, so Decameron, there's 10 of them, they leave the city and go to like some old abandoned chalet, I guess, castle in the forest. And, because they're trying to get away from like the Black Plague in the Middle Ages, and to entertain themselves, they tell stories, and
so that's literally what we're doing here.
That's what we're doing
although
here.
Although we're
but,
not dying, we don't want to make light of the situation.
But... No, but they weren't either because they left, right?
Oh yeah.
But I, to be honest, I realized I all I can remember is the premise. I don't remember a single one of the stories, but the idea sounds kind of cool, just to kind of talk the time away. So, I mean. Join us for it. Join us for the Bernie Brown. Join us for to fill the dead time. And join us because Netflix has run out. There's only so much stuff on Netflix. And a lot of people have already watched Love is Blind. And I think that's the bottom of Netflix.
No. There's another one where they...
Love is Blinder.
No, where they consider dating their exes. And that's why we have to do this podcast. So I don't watch that too.
So, I mean, we're helping ourselves, but helping you. Anyways, I think that's all for today, and we'll catch up tomorrow, I guess.